The U.S. again this week launched an airstrike on southern Somalia that followed an airstrike 2 weeks ago directed at fighters connected with al-Qaeda, which Washington said left 8 fighters dead, reportedly hiding among fleeing members of the Islamic Courts Union, former rulers of Somalia. This latest airstrike occurred even as one of those former Islamist leaders was meeting with the American ambassador to Kenya to talk about the possibility of reconciliation. To find out more, we turn to Assistant Secretary of State for African Affairs here in Washington, D.C., Jendai Fraser. Hello.
Good morning.
What can you tell us about this latest airstrike in Somalia?
We're trying to, working with the neighboring countries, especially Kenya and Ethiopia, make sure that their East Africa al-Qaeda cell members, as well as extremists who are associated with the Ittihad al-Islama, the AIAI group, are not able to reconstitute themselves. They are on the run. They had run towards the border with Kenya, and now they're trying to go back towards Mogadishu.
So are you saying the target was al-Qaeda-linked fighters?
No, what I'm saying is that the target of our efforts with the regional countries is to try to prevent these extremists, as well as al-Qaeda East Africa cell members, from reconstituting themselves in Mogadishu.
The strikes have happened at the same time that the U.S. is encouraging Somalia's transitional government to open up a dialogue with at least one moderate Islamist leader. Does the transitional government in Somalia want to include Islamists or anybody from the courts, the ruling group that had been running for the last 6 months, Somalia?
Well, what they have said, they're giving amnesty to the general soldiers of the Council of Islamic Courts, but that anyone that supported the introduction of terrorists into their country, they are not giving an amnesty to.
From the U.S. point of view, though, can a government work if the more moderate elements of the Islamists are not brought into the government?
Well, it depends on how broadly you see the Islamic movement or the courts. Certainly, individuals who have renounced violence and are of a more moderate bent have to be part of the broad national reconciliation and inclusive dialogue.
Talking about national reconciliation in a place like Somalia, that is a huge challenge.
National reconciliation is a huge challenge in any country. And it certainly will be in Somalia, but they have a good start with the transitional federal government moving to Mogadishu.
Now, there are negotiations underway to send an African peacekeeping force to Somalia. How realistic is it to think that such a force will, one, materialize in a timely fashion, and two, be effective? Given, well, say, for instance, how ineffective the African Union peacekeepers have been in another country, Sudan.
But you can also say how effective they were in another country, Burundi. And so the situation in Sudan and in Somalia is entirely a different situation. And so we would expect, given their mission, for them to be very effective. As far as timeliness, frankly, we would have wanted them to be there, you know, a week ago. And so we definitely have a time crunch in terms of trying to get at least some battalions there sooner than later.
Jendai Fraser, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.
Jendai Fraser is the Assistant Secretary of State for African Affairs.